All right. continuing on, now I'm just reading more about Dana Nessel's unhinged public attack on the Republicans who, you know, oftentimes two slates of electors are sent to Washington. It's not unusual in our history. It's not unusual in this country. And to try to accuse those that sent an alternate slate of electors to Washington of crimes, well, it's absurd. But that's also the fervent attempt to turn January 6th into Pearl Harbor or 9/11 or turn people that don't agree with Democrats into Bull Connor or Jefferson Davis or George Wallace. I mean, that's what that's the stupidity of all of this, which is why America is rejecting the socialist agenda, rejecting the Democrat narrative, rejecting it statewide, rejecting it nationwide. It's why Virginia, a reliably blue state, now has a Republican governor, Republican lieutenant governor, Republican attorney general, because people have had their fill, quite frankly, of this kind of crap. Speaking of which, Nick Saban now chiming in. Nick Saban, the coach of the Alabama football team, saying Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema need to support the Voting Rights Act. Hey, Nick, I got an idea. Shut up. Stick to football. Yeah, I mean, we're all quite aware that you cheat in football. You can continue to run your dirty program there. I mean, allegedly dirty program.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, Nick, good luck with that. The idea that the Biden administration is competent is laughable. I want to go to bite number two here. Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts tries in vain on NBC. I think it was NBC, maybe it was CBS, whatever. It was morning show. Trying in vain to defend the incompetent failures of the Biden administration and the coming red wave that's going to wash out from Virginia and across this country November 2022. My friends, it's coming. Listen to this from Elizabeth Warren, bite two.
Okay, let me ask you about 2024. Do you believe that President Biden is up for the job?
President Biden's running for re-election. I expect to support him.
His approval ratings are some of the lowest that they've been for a very long time.
I understand that, but remember, we've just finished the first quarter. We're just starting into the second quarter here. So we've got a lot of time, a lot of work in front of us.
Oh, but you only have probably less than a year before you lose both the Senate and the House.
All
the polls, polls are very, very, very bad, right? I mean, the Gallup had a poll recently that showed a preference nationally for Republicans at a 5-point margin over Democrats. You started the year with the insurrection and a 9-point advantage.
No, I know.
In the fourth quarter, it was a 5-point advantage to the Republicans. So something's not right here.
Oh, something's not right, all right. America is rejecting the Biden administration across the board. They are, and except for, like, the Reuters poll, the truth to be told, there are a few polls that show Joe Biden, like, within a couple points. And it's insane, basically. Reuters, let's see. Reuters has Joe Biden with 45% approval and 50% disapproval. It's beyond false. Let me give you the polls that have been on the money recently. Quinnipiac, Joe Biden with a 33% approval, 19 points in the hole. Rasmussen, 41% approval, 58% disapproval, hugely in the hole. Gallup, 40% approve, 56% disapprove, hugely in the hole. I mean, that's just the way it is. And Joe Biden is in bad shape in the polling, terrible shape, worst he's been in so far. And it's getting worse. And if not for the Reuters poll, he would be at about maybe 38% collective approval, honestly. That's what it is. America's rejecting this right across the board. And it's not gonna change anytime soon. It's not. In fact, I would like you to hear one thing from my favorite Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana. Bite number four, he sums it up quite nicely for us. And bite number four here, let's roll the tape.
The Biden administration's effort to get rid of the 60-vote threshold in the United States Senate is not about a Senate that doesn't work. It's about a woke agenda that doesn't sell. Getting rid of the 60-vote threshold in the Senate, in my judgment, would be like giving whiskey and car keys to a teenage boy. Point two, the Biden administration has mismanaged COVID. It has mismanaged inflation. It has mismanaged the border, and it has mismanaged foreign policy all in one year. If the aliens landed tomorrow and said, take me to your leader, it would be embarrassing.
It would be terribly, terribly embarrassing. Yes, it would. At any rate, Democrats accusing Joe Manchin and others of making it so people will not be able to vote. Where? Where is this happening? That people won't be able to vote? By cleaning up what? Voter rolls? Taking dead people off voter rolls will make it so people can't vote? Really? Telling people you need voter ID like every country in Europe, plus every country in the world just about, you have to have ID to vote? That's going to wreck voting for who? Are you telling me black people can't figure out how to get a driver's license? Hispanic people can't figure out how to get a driver's license? Please. It's insulting. It's insulting to me to hear that about them. For you to have such a low opinion of people is ridiculous. Oh, they just can't get a driver's license, really? Wait, what the hell are you talking about? Not massively mailing out ballots or allowing ballot harvesting to be legal is somehow going to prevent people from voting? That's nonsense. They all know it. It's garbage. I'll be right back with some final thoughts.
Wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
Will I always be working weekends just to stay out of debt?
Is a great college for our kids?
Out of the question.
Is the American dream?
Out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.